Hello everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of The Love of Cinema, a Picture House podcast brought to you by Kia. My name's Hope, I'm the social media manager and occasional podcast host here at Picture House, and you're going to want to grab a spicy margarita for this one. Of course, we're here to talk about The Fall Guy, the all-out action film meets rom-com that's been on everybody's lips since that Oscars moment with its stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Just as fun as Barbie, and arguably more explosive than Oppenheimer, The Fall Guy is a loving homage to the art of stunt performance. I was delighted to sit down with director David Leitch and producer Kelly McCormick before it hits our screens on the 2nd of May. We talked all about why it's important to see the film on the biggest and loudest screen you can, the vital role of stunt performing in filmmaking, and my personal favourite topic of conversation, Buster Keaton. We're so excited for you to see the film with us, but without further ado, here's my chat with the lovely David and Kelly.
Okay, I'm not the hero of this story. I'm just a stunt guy. Trying to look cool in front of the director of this movie. That's her, who I just so happen to have a major crush on.
We need to keep it super profesh.
Cool. Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
Making out?
Yeah.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, David.
Hi.
My name is Hope. Welcome to the Picture House podcast.
Thank you.
I had the pleasure of seeing The Fall Guy last week, and we're so excited to bring it to our cinemas and play it on our biggest and loudest screens.
Yeah.
What reactions are you hoping that cinema audiences have to your film?
I mean, we call it a joy bomb. You know, yeah. Which it
accurate.
Kind of exactly is. I mean, there's an explosion behind you,
exactly.
But that is of joy right there, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, we just really want people to come out and have a great time and see it in cinemas and just really enjoy all
Yeah, and like laugh and have the feels and all of those things that, you know, we tried to evoke. We thought a lot about the audience at every step of the way when we made this, and it's important that they come and see it together. In this sort of communal experience.
Totally. I really love that you said you kind of made it with that in mind, because I think it's, you know, coming together, seeing a film like this that, like you said, is obviously so big and exciting, but is also like quite sincere. It makes you feel things. It's
yeah.
It's really great. And that's kind of what we're all about at Picture House. So
great.
Very excited. There's been a lot of hype for this film for quite a while now. I think I saw it in so many like most excited of the year lists and most anticipated lists. But I think the moment...
it's very scary when that happens.
No pressure at all. No pressure. But I think when Ryan and Emily did the Oscars moment, we were kind of seeing them together doing, I guess, the inadvertent promo for the film for the first time. It really, really put it on everyone's radars and kind of turned it up
yeah.
to 11. Was this the pairing you kind of always had in mind, or how did you go about casting such an incredible pair?
Yeah, it was the first... They were the only two people we had in mind.
Great.
And so we were really lucky that they said yes.
Because
I don't
just
know.
Thrown it out.
We've been like, eh, we don't want to do it now. and they came on really early. I mean, Ryan came on before we had a script, and he's obviously
Great.
A producer on the film. And
of course.
He was really, excited about the potential of this sort of underdog character. And then, you know, to able to get land Emily, you know, such an incredible actor, and like build out their love story. Once we had her on board, that love story just really grew on this page as we went through a couple more drafts. And partly because we knew they were just so good together, it felt like we could hang the movie on that in a really significant way.
Yeah, it's funny, in test screenings, the focus group that comes together after a test screening, which we really listen to our test screenings.
Okay.
They said, the focus group said, we want more romance. We've got enough action. I mean, for an action director to get that has a lot to do with that chemistry that you're talking about and how fresh and real and original their love story really feels. So thank goodness we got them.
Yeah, and they were obviously incredible. I think, obviously, I'm sure it's something that you've talked about in your kind of press tour so far, but I imagine that the Barbenheimer effect kind of had at least something to do with it, because obviously, you know, they were played such incredible roles in those films
mm-hmm.
and were kind of not pitted against each other, but in many ways pitted against each other for the whole of last summer. So for them to come together and do this together and kind of, you know, explosions and et cetera,
it was
really great.
It's
you think,
a
yeah.
really special moment.
Yeah.
And that was all luck. We would have taken
yeah.
them without that, right?
Of
and
course.
It would have been equally as explosive and exciting. But yeah, at one point we actually had to wait for Barbie. And we
okay.
were supposed to go ahead of Barbie, and then things happened, and they were really going, and it was all happening, and they were farther along than we were, and so then we had to wait, and it was like, even up to the studio, it was like, oh, we have to wait for Barbie. And now we're like, Bobby. We had to wait for Barbie. It was like the best.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so special, the moment that they're having, the recognition that they're getting.
So well deserved.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. So I think obviously it goes without saying, this is a film that has a lot of care and love for the art of stunt work. Obviously, David, with your kind of history as in stunt work, was this the kind of film that you always eventually felt like you were going to make?
I don't know if I had it on my radar of like I would need to make a movie about stunt performing, but when it presented itself, it seemed like a no-brainer. Like, oh, how exciting would it be to direct something that I have a really close connection with, a deep well of knowledge, you know, 20 plus years being stunt performer and being in that world. You don't get that opportunity as a director that much, you know. You don't get to direct from real experience. And this movie, it's really fun and refreshing to do that, and it was fun, a blast.
Let's go somewhere new. See worlds we've never seen before, so that we can feel inspired. Whether you're sitting in a cinema or in one of our cars, inspiration comes when we feel something new. That's why our electrified range is designed to take you on inspiring journeys. Kia, proud supporter of independent cinema. Kia, movement that inspires.
So that was, yeah, and Kelly, was your, what was kind of your frame of reference for stunt work before this movie? Obviously, I imagine through David, but yeah, how was your relationship to the stunt world, I guess?
Well, we've been together for a long time, so I've been in it for quite a while now. He is my gateway to understanding action and the way that I now understand it. So I come from drama, and for me, I'm not in sort of like super action, like, you know, I want to watch it now, but if I really like look at my, you know, sort of younger self, it wasn't what I went to instantly and mm-hmm. And really understood completely. Now I see it as like the sort of physical manifestation of melodrama. So, absolutely. You know, especially the way that David always constructed sequences and how we do at 87 North, it's about character and what they need and the obstacle that they need or the win that they need or any number of other things that show the arc of their character. So that's, you know, that's given me a deep understanding, I think, of action and our way of doing it, and a real appreciation for the stunt community.
That's really beautiful. I love that you described it as an extension of melodrama, because I love melodrama in films.
So
I'm really
too
into it. Yeah, big
more
on the melodrama.
Melodrama, the better.
It's big. I think obviously, you know, like I said, it's a film that really cares for the performers that do this incredible, like, difficult work. Is there a particular kind of icon of action film or kind of a stunt worker that is somebody that kind of inspired you? I guess I always think of someone like Buster Keaton as my, like, you know, he was always doing crazy things, that guy.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about Buster Keaton, which was amazing, is that he was just a storyteller too. And like Kelly said, the extension of action being an extension of melodrama, he was doing it without words and dialogue and, you know, without a net of dialogue. And so to tell those stories just through pure physicality is beautiful. I think my biggest inspiration is Jackie Chan, who's a student of Buster Keaton and Harold Lloyd and all of those greats, and he kind of took it to his own level. And him being a stunt performer before and then turning to the director chair and the actor chair, you know, he's just the inspiration, really.
Absolutely. He's the blueprint.
Yep.
Okay, so one last question. Obviously, I mentioned we're a cinema. We are all about kind of providing a real immersive theatrical experience.
Okay.
What is, I guess, the perfect way somebody can come and see The Fall Guy? Like, where should they sit in the cinema? What time of day should they come? Should they bring snacks, friends? Go on. Give us some instructions.
Definitely bring snacks and friends.
Great.
And otherwise, it doesn't matter. Just come and enjoy and have the best time. And forget about your worries and troubles and just, like, soak it all in. That's what it's there for.
You've come for the escape, you know. It's there to give you joy. It's honestly there to give you that 2 hours of, like, feeling good. So come with that expectation.
Great. Yeah. And I guess, like, why is it important that people come and see it in the cinema specifically? What about the cinematic experience lends itself to
You know, the action and the scale of it, you know, we spared no expense in sort of the cinematic experience in terms of the Dolby sound and, you know, the Dolby picture. Like, How you have Dolby at your place?
Yeah, I was just going to say, our Picture House Central, our screen one, has incredible Dolby sound, okay, so I imagine it's a perfect place to watch this film.
Yeah, I mean, it's really an incredible sound mix, as well as, like, the color experience. And, like, it's a big screen movie, you know, from your panoramic shots to your incredible close-ups of these actors. You're going to want to see it in the largest format possible.
I would also add that, you know, the movie making experience, which is kind of a lot of what this movie is about and celebrating, is a super collaborative experience. It's a big crew. We're all connected. We're all working toward a common goal. Mm-hmm. And that is for an audience to absorb in the same way, with a group of people, and enjoy and sort of like grab all that. There's so much to see. Like, your friend's going to see something tiny on the thing that you're not going to see, and you could go, oh my gosh, look at that. You know, and it's just sort of like, you know, supposed to be a real experiential sort of film that you want to see together.
It's a joy bomb.
It's a joy bomb.
Great. Well, thank you both. We're so excited to play the Fall Guy, and yeah, have a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. Thank you.
Great questions. Thank you.